Okay, Parsha Zemor. First piece we'll be discussing is the Nesiva Shalom. V'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'lo sechalulu Hashem kodshi. V'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem alukechem. Should not be mechal in my name, and you'll v'nikdashi, and I will become kodosh, or I will be, will bring kedusha b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem alukechem. Rashi explains this based on the Torah's Kohanim. Hamotzi eschem al menasken. That's why I took you out of Mitzrayim. Dehainu sha'al menasken hotzi yisichem me'eretz Mitzrayim al menas menikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. On the condition, I have taken you out of Mitzrayim in order b'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. In the Lashon of Torah, it's called Hamotzi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al-Tanai. Al-Tanai She'tamsiras Atzmechem L'Kadosh Shmei. Provided that you will be Moser, your Nefesh, to be Mekadesh, my name, V'nimtza Shekol Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'atavetz Yisrael L'am HaNevchar, and the whole reason why Yisrael is chosen to be the chosen people, Hakohu amenas menikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So the question the Sibus is asking, Madua dafka zeha yisod b'atanai yitzis mitzrayim? Why? Why is this so important? What is the yisod? What is the foundation? Hinei harambam kola mitzvah zu b'hilchus yisodi Torah. In the Hilchus Yisodi Torah, the Rambam writes, Shebeprakim harishonim kosev is mitzvah samunas Hashem, ahavasa b'yiraso. The first few chapters, it deals with the loving of Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. V'yacharkach b'perich hamishi maschil kol beis Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, hagadol hazeh, shenema v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Umuzharin shelo lechalulo shenem of losa chalul Hashem kachi. You have to be mekadesh Hashem shemayim, and not to be mechal Hashem shemayim. V'tzoch be'er l'shono shehikdim kol beis Yisrael. Why kol beis Yisrael? Hare b'chol ha'mitzvus mitzuvin kol beis Yisrael. Every mitzvah, all of Klal Yisrael is chayiv. V'afo pikein lo matzinu loshem b'zeh mokam acher. Ula halon kasa b'dinei ha'mitzvah. Shebegimel aveiros hachamuros. The three averus which a person has to be moser nefesh, doesn't matter yahar v'ayavar, avodas kachavim giri arayos shvichas damim. Im yomer lo akam avur alachas mehen no tahari yahar v'ayavar. All of these three, you have to give up your life. V'chol mi shenem v'ayavi yahava v'nerag v'lo avar, I resigir Hashem shemayim. And this you will. And if what happens if you don't? And if you don't, you're mechal Hashem Shemayim. B'chazal v'hu kaloshen l'chazal, haruge malchus en kolberi yechol l'amo b'mechitzasan. If someone gets killed for this rationale, for this purpose, Chazal says, haruge malchus, those who are being killed in the shame of the malchus melech elyon, no one can stand in that mechitza, in the shoes of the person who gives up his life. Od kosav, v'mav av lo neherag. But otherwise, you're mechal Hashem Shemayim. V'im yochel l'mali nafshav l'vorach v'ein osa hu nikra ovet avodah zara b'mezi. Emnon kvar kosa b'zeh l'shat. So what does that mean? It says in the Spasa, Shemevi l'amoshim nafshav mekachem Hashem Shemayim shaleim nemar ki olecho an you harageinu kol hayom. That you were killed every day. What does that mean? Kosha. And the Rashba explains, V'chi efsha for every day, Ela shebechol yom sha'anu korim b'kri yishma. U'v'chol nafshecho u'maskima malkach, Harei hiku ilu harugeno bi'osa shah. Allah Yisbar. All the time, what the Nesiva Shalom is going to do, V'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael, as the Yeshiva Shalom quite often does. We don't always have the opportunity. We know the story of Rabbi Akiva, when he smiles, that Halavai finally has the ability. Yahavtas Hashem alekecha b'chol levavacha b'chol nafshecha. Never thought he'd be able to be mekayim the mitzvah b'chol nafshecha. But not everyone is given that opportunity. No, and everyone wants to be given that opportunity, to be honest. No one ever wants to be challenged. Who knows what will happen in that moment? Yet what the Nesivah Shalom is trying to show, that our Mesiras Nefesh, our daily Mesiras Nefesh, can be Mekayim this mitzvah. Not simply in the times when the Goyim, or when Yehavet Akum is trying to kill us for these three Averas, or even the Vazrayu, the Averas we'll see in a second. But even just our Mesiras Nefesh to want to accomplish Remos of Nefesh every day for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a key in this mitzvah. Ki kol ha-maskim al-zeh ki-ilu also, anyone who's maskim on this, is as if he did it. U-mekol ha-dvarim nimtze b'zor ha-kodesh she-kol ha-machavim libo b'hai psuka limso nashal kedushas Hashem malo v'akosu ki-ilu nehrag b'choyom. Hu halacha dami ki alecho hargeni kol hayom. Ach, however, gama pizeh adayin tzoch bir lashon ha-pasuk. What does it mean that every day, mashai, what is the deeper meaning? Uvira ha'idyin demasha ha'rambam mones mitzvahs kiddush Hashem behilchus yisodei Torah. Hu mepneshes et tafkid klali, this is a general job, this is a tafkid. Ve'ikare, sheyehudu mechuyu bal kol yom uchayim. All his life he is chayiv to do this. Mitzvahs v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. It's not only when they forced you to do an Avera. This is what every day we have this milchama neged shorash hara hanimtza bo. Hamoshcha tamid la'asos neged rotzon Hashem. The ra, the evil inclinations, the surrounding evils that try to bring us, push us away from doing the Ratzon Hashem every day, every moment, we have to, it's our mechama, mesiras nefesh, to push those yetzer haras away. Uchemoshe kosevon harambam, kol haporish ma'avera o osa mitzvah, lo mepnei dover ba'olam, lo pacha ve'lo yira, ve'lo levakesh kavod, anyone who is able to push away this yetzer hara, or whatever is causing you not to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, not out of fear, and not because he's looking for kavod. Ela mipnei habore baruch hu, except that what you're doing it is you're doing it for the ratzon Hashem. Kimengias Yosef hatzadik atzma meishta rabba. Just like Yosef pushed the yetzer hara away, hareza mekadosh es Hashem. V'lo rak b'mitzvos v'averos mefureshes hugin, not just all the mitzvos. Our entire life, the Jewish life, is always fighting against the evil nation. We live in a place that constantly things are pushing us away. The heim heim ataivas hachumrios. These are materialistic taivas that we have. Asha im nimshach achareyin enehu misrachik v'holich minatov ha'amiti. And that if we search for them, it removes us from the truth. When we're dealing with materialism here, it doesn't mean that a person has to give up, you know, all of his clothing and his house and his cars. And it doesn't mean, it means that when you understand that every aspect of the materialism that you receive, that you use it for the proper purpose. V'nimtza shehu moshem be'emes b'tocha mechom ha'chazoka. Ki kol inyoni ha'olam ben letov ben lemutav hi negem nisyonos l'adam. Everything is in the Sayyam. V'tafkidu shehudi l'kadish ha'shem b'chom ha'asav. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Ki alecha hargeni kol hayom. She'u ala mishka, this is a balance. Chol yetza machshavas libo rak ra kol hayom. It's a natural inclination to live a life for self-aggrandizement, for self-satisfaction. This is a natural inkling within man. And when you work on your own character, and you, what you're doing is you're pushing away these natural inclinations for your avodas Hashem. Koach hara moshech es ha'adam kol hayom miboker ad erev lara. La'avar ha'ratzon Hashem, to go against the ratzon Hashem. Uchenegat ze nemra mitzvahs v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Shelo la'avar ha'ratzon yisparach. Don't be over the ratzon, the wheel of Hashem. And that the Jew is constantly trying to do the opposite from the taivas libo, but to be mekadesh shem shamayim. And that is the ikur tafkid of every Jew. The alkein, and therefore, kots of a Rambam. That's what he says, kol beis Yisrael. Mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem lahorish ain't a mitzvah tzluya rak ba'ofen sha'akim onso. What is beis Yisrael? That's the whole beis Yisrael is constantly being forced to do something by the akim. The answer is no. It is with the surroundings. It is the certain desires that we have in life. And those desires sometimes go against the Ratzon Hashem. The battle with those Yetzaharas, those evil inclinations, that is what is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And then he says something unbelievable. Al derech zeh de'isa b'sifrei hakodesh or l'shamayim, b'shem harav hakodesh melublin. What does it say in the Parshas HaAkedah? V'hinei ayil echad ne'chaz b'schas karnov. At the end, he sees an Avram, sees an ayil. It's caught in the bushes. Rotzo lomo shechutz minisayon HaAkedah. The pshat is even more than just in the nisayon of the HaAkedah. Shehu ha-madrega ha-gadola b'yoser, the greatest masir, the greatest madrega, yoser mimis, even greater than this, Sheyesh halos al hadas, yesh od inyan akeda acher, hu hanechaz b'schach. There was something that's caught in the bush. Kasher Yehudi nechaz b'schach hataiva. We get caught up in the bushes. We get caught up in this constant desire of every day, the rat race of trying to simply. I remember someone saying, it doesn't matter who, but I remember someone saying, what are you looking for, tachlis, in life? Like, what are you looking? I want to be richer than everyone else. All right, Baruch Hashem, you know, I don't know if she ever became richer than everyone else. But the idea, the fact that, what does that mean? What are you looking to accomplish in this world? The Nechaz says, when we get caught in the mundane, we get caught in the day-to-day life, and we don't have the ability to see what's really important in life. What are we trying to accomplish? What do we want to see ourselves at the end of days? What do we want to leave this world in a better place than it was today? And when you get caught, b'schacha taiva, when you get caught in the thorns of simple taiva, of taivas, of the morning taivas, without having the desire, the greater outlook of life, then that's a chilul shem shemayim. And that's what the Rambam is kolah be'ofen ha'kiyam mitzvah v'nikdashti. What does it mean? Not only the gimel chamurus, he says, but even the abizrahu, even those which will lead to it. You still have to give up your mosa nefesh. Why? He explained, because the shorish hara. It's not simply to stop what you're trying to stop doing, the Aveira, but the aspects, the machshavas behind it, which causing you to walk in that direction. And that's why the Rambam brings this down in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He brings the Kiddush Hashem behilchus yisodei HaTorah. This is the absolute emphasis of what is important in the Emunas Hashem, in the Yiras Hashem, is to move our entire being towards the worship to the Avodas Hashem. And that is the constant Mesiras Nefesh of Yom and Belayla, of turning away that which will cause us not to do the Ratzon Hashem. Then he says something else. In the second part he says, Omer b'inya masher korim b'torah b'shvuah shel Sfiras Omer. What is it about this period of time? That this parsha is here during Sfiras HaOmer. And of course, Parsha Zemra deals with Sfiras HaOmer. as a parsha shel inyanei negaim or sham tumas v'royos, you have all the different parshas that dealt with neged saras and negaim and all the other tumos and aragila royos. The whole purpose of it is to remove all of the tumors that are within us. To remove our tumors. Kedusha Right, the kudush of the yachila, what's kosher to eat, what's not. Uba parshas kedushim tiyu v'chein kedushas kohenim v'kohen gadol kedushas lemoados shehu gam kemi tam ze sheyom elu misugalon is kadesh bekedusha elyona. These days that we're able to mekadesh ourselves in a higher kedusha, shetafkid yemei hasavira hu berishona letaharenu. The first thing you have to accomplish during this time from Pesach to Shavuos is the removal of the tuma. And then we have the ability to be metahir and to be mekadesh ourselves. Shekol zeh hachana la kabbalas haTorah. Uchemochein kodem kabbalas hakala va'atem tehiliyu li mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Lefisha hakedusha, the holiness, machshira es Yehudi lehiyos davuk b'Hashem. And that's why it says li va'atem tehiyu li mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Li to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'anshe kodesh tinyu li. Lefisha ayidei hakedusha nehiye Yehudi davuk b'Hashem, va'azroyu lekabbalas haTorah. So what does this mean? In other words, our guf, our entire, has to become a kli to be mekabel shem shemaim, to be mekabel Torah. Lachain, as he gives an example to a ben melech shenasa bas kvar shekom hu to v'seita hanagos agasas and megushem. As that was the son of a melech and marries a woman who is not from the palace and is from a pashut family, she has to develop certain personalities and character traits in order to feel at home and then to become royalty. Same thing of Klal Yisrael has to do during this period of time. To change the mahut, to change their language, to change their entire meaning, what they are searching for in life. And v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So that's what it means. What does it mean? Shigitzias Mitzrayim hi amanas v'kdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Tachlis, the whole purpose of Yisrael la'am v'nivcha hi l'man ha'yiyud shel ha'mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Only when b'nei Yisrael mekayim v'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Oz re'uyim heim li'udim sha'al menas kein yetzim Mitzrayim v'niyu ha'am ha'nivcha l'Hashem. Only when the Jew, he represents it, he acts in a certain way. Even the Talmud Chacham, how he speaks, how he gives mussar, how he operates himself. If a person acts in such a way that is a bizayim, it's an embarrassing, it's a bizayim how people are going to look at him. So, if that's a chil Hashem, because what you're doing is that you're showing. You're showing that the religion, you're showing that the Das Hashem, which you're supposed to have the Ratzon, and say, this is the Ratzon. Could this possibly be the Ratzon Hashem? So maybe you don't understand the Ratzon. And then they ask further questions. There is an interesting, on this line of, in between the Kedoshim, the Darche Musa has a beautiful understanding. Kedoshim yihyu l'lokehem, b'lo yichalulu Hashem l'lokehem. What does it mean? Once you say Kedoshim to you, right? Ech amar chachach v'lo yichalulu shem, be kedoshim, so don't, and what? Don't be mechalul. What does it mean? Ev shalom? Ki bi avodas Hashem ein derech memotzas. What does it mean? There's no middle ground. In other words, if you're going to be kedoshim, then you're not going to be mechalul shem shemayim. So what does it mean? Be kadoshim and don't be mechal. Of course I'm not going to be mechal Hashem. Otherwise, why would I? If you're going to be positive, that means there's no negative. So he says, because there's no middle ground. Oshem mekanshim shem shemayim, v'im lom mekanshim oz mechalum kvod shemayim. If you're not mekadesh shem shemayim, then you're going to be mechalo. There's no such thing as sitting still. You're either moving upwards or you're moving downwards. Ein derech mimotzaz babodesh Hashem. Oshem magim lemadrega shel ava leavda b'chol levavachem b'chol nafshachem. Oshem yardim. Either you go upwards, b'chol levavachem b'chol nafshachem, or v'satem v'avodem elikim achem. Or you're going to go down, and you're going to move away, and you're going to worship other gods. Chazal omer matzinu shevita kadosh baruch hu avodah zara v'gilui aroyot shishvichas tamim. Below Matzina Shavita HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bittul Torah. Never allows you to Bittul Torah. What does that mean? It's Bittul Torah? I mean, the other ones, somehow, Bittul Torah, it can't be, but Shamati. Shamati B'Shem Mareinu Rabbeinu Asaba Mekelm. Ki im ha'odam kvar yare kol kach b'madrega ha'tachtona ad shehu kol kach mushchas she'ovid avodah zarah. O Megale Royals, O Shaharik Navar, if you go such to a low state, Eim al Adaber. Eim al Adrosh Mimenu, Ula Nish, there's nothing to talk about to him. Ki Kivar Neva Mimenu. Toa Adam, the next year of Kibahema. No longer a man. It's a mamish, a behema. El Manisha Mesa Ish Hazeh. She Ovid of Rezerva Shof Ritom Ba'ad Hatzara Rishon. She saw men Hatara Vahispik Lamam Natara. Hello, Oz HaYisb, then you were a man. V'hoye l'cho l'das, ki adei bitul Torah tagiye l'dei shvichas damim l'giye arayos l'yavod azara. Ki adam she'ena ola mala hu yore. If he's not going up, then he's going down. This entire period between Sfiras HaOmer, I'm sorry, between Pesach and Shavuos, it's a famous piece of the Rav. The Rav explains that what is in the Gemara compares the halachas of Neged Saras and talks about Avelis. Neged Saras and Avelis. What does one thing have to do with the other? The Baal HaMa'or asks, why don't we say Shechiyanu by counting Sfira? Why not? It's a mitzvah. So some say, really, you do count Shechiyanu. The first night of Pesach, you say Shechiyanu. Others say, oh, the Shechiyanu that you say by Shavuos is the Shechiyanu. The Baal Mor offers a different reason. The reason why you don't say Shechiyanu, because it's Zeichel HaMikdash. And the only time you say Shechiyanu on a mitzvah is when there's a Hanav from the mitzvah. Lulav, Esrog, Sukkah, all of these, a shofar. But let me, what would be if on the first day it falls on a Shabbos. Sukkot falls on a Shabbos. So you don't take the lulav. When are you going to take it? You take it the second day. The second day is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanan. So it's only a mitzvah with the Rabbanan. And then you're going to say Shechiyanu at that time. You're not doing the second day. It's not a Daraisa. Now it's only the Rabbanan. And he's saying Shechiyanu. Why do you have a second day of Yontif? Why do you even have a second day of Yontif when you're doing this, right? It's Menagav Asenim Yodenu. So the Rav asks, we see many times that we say sometimes in the midst of the Rabbanan, we say Hashem Kedushanu in the midst of Sovet Zivanu. You don't say that when, you don't say that, let's say by Korech, the Tosfos and Megillah, I'm sorry, Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Yudalit has a whole discussion about Machlokos between really different Rishonim. We know that the Rambam says you don't say Hashem Kedushanu in the midst of Sovet when you're talking about the midst of cessation of Magrama, you don't say it when there's a Minog. Tosfos says, yes, we do say it by your minhag. But Tosfos says, but the Arava is different. Why? Minhag ba'alma. How do you know what minhag ba'alma you'd say your bracha and what minhag ba'alma you don't say your bracha? By Korech, we don't say your bracha. What is the difference of both? So many times you have a zeichel mikdash. You carry the lulav and eshrog the 7 days of Sukkot. Why? Because it's zeichel mikdash. It's the same concept here, the same idea. So why by Sfiras HaOmer you don't? So the Rav said there are two types of a zecher lemikdash based on the two psukim. It's the imesh gachechu shalayim halotishin gemini and tzion halotishali. Depending why this particular halacha, this particular mitzvah, the rabbanon, why it was enacted. If you tell me that it was enacted by the purposes of what? Of simply zechiras beit the churban habayis, to remember there was a beis hamikdash, right? Imesh kachechu shalayim says that's what a meima said. A meima said you can count either shavuos or you can count yom. You don't have to count both. Why? Because the whole concept was a zechir lemikdash, and that's what the Baal Mor is saying. The Baal Mor is saying is that the reason why, because the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer reminds me of what? This could remind me of the churban habayis. The fact that we can't bring the Yomer. And therefore you don't say, Yeshach Yonah v'kimana v'kiyonah l'zman hazeh. Just to complete the thought. Other mitzvahs is what is not because of Imesh Kachech, but it's because of Tzion Tishali. What does that mean? And those things, there were certain takanas, a certain mitzvahs that the Rabbanim they created, that there's a kiyum in that mitzvah. It's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Sukkah, the kiyum of the mitzvah of Lulav. Not a kiyum in the mitzvah of simply zechiras churban habayis, zechiras beis hamikdash. But what about the Rambam? The Rambam holds that today it's a mitzvah saseh da'araisa, so why don't you say shachriyanu? So the Rav explained, what is the purpose of going from Pesach to Shavuos? The whole aspect of going Pesach to Shavuos is going l'mala mekodesh, what the Nesiva Shalom was saying, to remove the tumah from within us, to remove the klipos of the tumah within us, to create a kli to be able to be mekabel Torah, kabbalas haTorah. We want to get to a certain level. So the Rav explained, why was it saying, what is the comparison to the Torahs? To the Avela, to the Avel. Because the Torah, what happens? You have to take him mechutz l'machana. You have to take him away from the machana, further away from the center, further away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, per se. And the same thing was in Avel. What does that mean? If you look at Kedusha, the first part of Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, Malach Ares Kabodo, written by Yeshayahu, where? In Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo by Yechezkel was Chutz La'aretz. Mimakomo, from that makom, that place I feel so far away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Hamakom Yinachay Meshem B'Tov Sha'av Leitziyam Yishlayim. Hamakom, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who you perceive as Hamakom, who's far away from you, he will give you Nechama. And we say this in the Seder also. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. Because the Seder is the Seder of Golos. And your perception is that you're far away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMakom. And that's what we're doing now. From Pesach, we're going up the ladder. We're going up the ladder, coming closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So tell me. So the Rav explained, what are you saying? Shechiyana v'kimana v'kiyana l'zman hazeh. It's not true. And that happened on the 24th day. You want to get to the prize. You want to get to the 50th day of Kabbalah Satara. You don't want to just get halfway there. Every day you're growing. But it's the end result that you're looking for. And that's what it means in this idea of the Divrei Musa. Kedoshim Yilu Lekechem. V'lo Yechalu Shem Lekechem. It's not enough. Kedoshim to you. You have to always climb. You have to always climb. Every day go further and further. You have to build on the day before. And only in the end, we can say, Shechiyana v'kimana v'giyana, azman hazeh. The Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh says as follows. We use the Lashon l'svartem lochem imocharos ha-Shabbos. We know about the great machlokus tzedukim because the pasuk usfartem lochem mimachras haShabbos. Why the lashem haShabbos? It's every called in the Siva Shalom as his name mimachras haShabbos. Just as why is Pesach referred to Shabbos? Why? Just as Shabbos comes on its own, Pesach also. Pesach comes on its own in the sense of we didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve the Geula, and therefore it's the same Lashon as Shabbos. Ish Kodesh says as follows. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Shal Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi Yeshua. Kishahoyu mahalchem b'derech omalom b'mnei ma'am masru osru gevinas nachum. Gemara in Avodah says, you know, in the first 12 months when they make a takana, they don't explain to everyone what the rationale is. So Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua, what's the reason of Gevinas Akum? Why did they ask for it? He gave him an answer because the Kavish and the Vela, and the remnant of an Avela. So Amalei, what about Kavish? Ola is even more Chomer than a Kavish and a Vela. And over there, the Kohen, Shadata Yafashi Rapa Chayab and Lohodilon, he's allowed to suck it out. Abul Amru Einen of Lomalin, you shouldn't do it, but it's not a Mela. Amalei Nation, Mamidim was Obekeva Egli Avoda. So he gives a different reason. Then he says, right, what is this? He goes into the next line. How do you say ki tovim dodecha miyayin or ki tovim dodaich? Do you use the lashon nekeva or the lashon zachar? Amalo ki tovim dodaich. Amalo ena davarkein. That's not true. She ena chaver malamid alav l'reya shemenecha tovim. What does he mean? Omer Gemara, Shegezerish Zu Sheosru Gevinas Akum, during the first 12 months, you don't tell everyone what the rationale is. A Megalin Tama B'mnesha Efshe Yakim, you understand? Oh, if you don't agree with it, then you're not going to follow it. First, get used to it. It reminds me that the Avnei Nezer was once asked a question, whether the son or the son-in-law had a certain right to the Rabbanus after the death of a father, and he gave a whole long tshuva. It was 100 paragraphs. I think it came out that the son-in-law had the right to also take over the Rabbanus over there. And I remember someone asking Avnei Nezer, why so long? He said, for 100 paragraphs? No balabas is going to read it, so they won't argue with me. V'acha yud beis chodesh gevan ispashta ha-gezerah b'Yisrael. Now that everyone can accept the gezerah, then they explain it. The Hesiel Ledvar Acher Sher Rabbi Yishmael Omer Sher Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer LeGnes Yisrael Ki Dovim Todech Miyayin BaOmer LeRabbi Yeshua Sher Knesset Yisrael says to Kadosh Baruch Hu Arevim Alai Al Divrei Todech Haynu Divrei Sofrim Yosef Miyena Sher Torah. I love the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the words of the Sofrim even more than Torah itself. What does that mean? V'navin, so we have to understand, im ein megalin tam gezeira kodim yud beis chodesh. Why is Rabbi Yishmael asking the question? So I don't understand. Why was Rabbi Yishmael told him the rationale was? Why just Rabbi Yishmael? Avo, so you have to understand, you might think, es mitzvus Hashem min haTorah im osu b'chuka, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, we don't do it because of the rationale. You do it because the tziva of Hashem. But I would say, when it comes to the gezeiros of Chachamim, ma she'en kein hagezeiros de rabbanim she'hem mishameres and mishmeres, it should be, if you don't understand the rationale, then you wouldn't have to follow it. So it comes to Yesh Kodesh and says, but that's not true. Ze'eno, ki Hashem melameh Torah la'amog Yisrael v'lo melameh levad. He gave us the Torah. No sein ha-Torah. Shenosan ha-Torah li-Yisrael ad shemei'ata gam Yisrael yicholim la'asos mitzvahs. Even they can do mitzvahs. If you recall, that was a pshat that the Yesh Kodesh gave by Pesach. The idea of why, the way he explained the Pesach to the matzah, we gave such chashivas to the mitzvah of matzah, it became a mitzvah. Here too he's saying that when the Rabbanim are creator a tzivoy, it becomes part of Torah. Ki ha-mitzvahs da-araisa, hein averin da-malka, the mitzvahs of the da-araisa, the Tanya says this over and over, is like the limbs of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kibush of Yisrael ne'echaz and begufa de malka kedusha brichu va'araisi Yisrael chad. Then we become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu when we perform mitzvahs. Lachain ritzonam datam v'nishmasam, our ratzon and our neshama, it is tied with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gam heim la'asos mitzvahs. They also can create mitzvahs. V'gam ha-mitzvahs de rabbanim avarchem asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. V'gam amanu kivashem izeh roen shahagam shemetzchila. Even though in the beginning, kisha osin ha-chachamin ha-sagazeros, b'shvil ha-mitzvahs da-araisa. Mikol mochom acha shetzivu osanu, they become na'asim. And after they mitzavar us, and is poshe b'chol Yisrael, it becomes, it's kivyochol as if it's additions to the Torah. Obviously, we have to be careful and explain that because lo so sifu. But in other words, it's part and parcel of the Torah. In other words, you have to understand that it's still a level of the Rabbanan. But it's almost like an appendage to the Torah. And that's what we see could be Yom Sheni Shagolios. Asha Ata Anabekin, even though now we know exactly what day it is. We have the calendar. We don't put on tefillin on that day. Shehu mitzvah d'oraisa. Mipnei shekiven shechachamim tiknu is a yom tov sheni. Nasa ba'atzvo mitzvah. Afshe metchila rak mishim sveka di yom osahu. Even though that was the rationale at the beginning, but it now takes on a new life once it's accepted. It's a new mitzvah. The rationale now becomes divorced from the mitzvah itself. V'yev shezehu gam kenimras begemara haniskeres le'el. Sh'Rabbi Yishmo rotsa shigale es tama gezeira. He wanted to understand what was the rationale. Ki be'im lo yedu ha'amas ha'tama gezeira ein mekayam nes ha'mitzvah b'shlei musa. They don't know the rationale, then they're not mekayim the mitzvah in total. Completeness. For Amal Rabbi Yeshua, my apostle, Kitovim the Dachem Yayim, Arevim alight. The words of the Chachamim is more dear than all of the words than the words of the Torah itself. V'cheinu b'chol ish Yisrael, and every individual, every Jew, l'fi archo u'matseva ba'avoda, whatever level you're on. Midato Ritzono v'nefasho nasas mitzvahs. Your das, your nefesh, creates the mitzvah. And Goshem Adoni Avi Zakeni, who says Isa Shagama Kavanah Shaosilo Isha Yisrael Atzma L'Chavein Kavanah Tovel Sein. I provided them a vato themselves, provided their kavanas of purely the shame shemayim. Misha eni yadul chav, he doesn't know all the kavanas of the Yarizal. Shemekivan melibo v'navshal Hashem, since from his heart and his nefesh is in its avodah Hashem. Uritzona kavanas tovosein, hakol toli kivi hispatlus Hashem. Your desire to be purely in the avodah Hashem. As nasa atzmuso yoser lukus, your entire being becomes more godly. Achi mimenu nasa mitzvahs, that from you the mitzvahs are created. Lochein, when something terrible happens to Yaakov, v'mispalim anu eiza tova yotzim ezeh. Hello, Adro, ain't oskim b'Torah kavishosku. When something goes wrong, when the tzaras are hitting us, we don't have the ability to be osay Torah the way we used when you have time. V'yod shem mitzvahs ain't mechavin lasos kavish, and you don't have time to do even the mitzvahs correctly. Avakivin shem is balin as yosel kodesh baruch. Since whatever you're doing, you're mevata yourself with all of you in a shaman to the kodesh baruch hu. V'gamroin she'ein misha yoshia b'tziyaka, and you realize no one else can save us but the Hashem. Lochemes habatlus hados miskarvim elav yisparach. We come closer to God. Achakom masam diburum umachshavos Hashem nasa mitzvahs. It comes to a point that all of our machshavos, all of our actions, everything we do, now becomes like a mitzvah. the connection that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, what the Eish Kodesh is trying to show, that not just in the world of mitzvahs, not just in the world of the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan, that it now becomes like an appendage to the Torah, and the Torah, through the Maisa mitzvahs, we become attached to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says, why is that? Why is it over there? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our, through the Chachamim, our desires to come closer to Him, to create mitzvahs, to create a more secure bond. And then he says, even more so, and every single Jew, as long as his ratzon, as long as his machshavas, is purely l'shem shemayim, whatever level they're on, those actions become as if a ma'aseh mitzvah. Hinei gam b'chol ha-mitzvahs omrim asher k'dishanu b'mitzvosov. Why do we say this? Every mitzvah, asher k'dishanu b'mitzvosov. But svirus ha-omrim mekachem es atzmeinu. But when you say this by svira, we're makadesh ourselves. We're being makdesh. We're being makadesh. You're making holy our entire being. Why? Go back to what the Rav was saying. You're being makadesh yourself because you're coming closer and closer. Your whole purpose in life is to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lachain mizeh kol etzem ha-yisraeli nasa mitzvah. Yom Tov Shabbos. Yom Tov, what is it? It's very beautiful. Why does it say Mimachras HaShabbos? Why is Yom Tov called a Shabbos? Yom Tov, Yisrael Mekadshim. Shabbos, Kviya V'Kayom HaShashem Mekadshim. Shabbos, we know, is different. That's Kavua. Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'ayidei Hiskadashnim B'Svira. But when we are Mekadesh ourselves through Sefira, Nikra Gam Hayom Tov She'onu Mekadshem, B'yem Shabbos. What does that mean? That we then become as if it's Kavua. Not that we're in the act of being Mekadesh something, we are Mukdash. It's instinctual. It's instinctual of the Jew. How close he becomes with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not moving towards the Kadosh, but we're part and parcel the same. There is an attachment. There's another understanding of the Eish Kodesh. What does it mean? Of the Mekadesh comparison, why does Yom Tov become Shabbos? I think another pshat could very be that the Yom Tov, yes, we're Mekadesh the Chodesh. We're the ones who determine, we are doing an action to bring Kedusha. But what is the ultimate goal? Ultimate goal should be instinctual. Something natural. I always make this, I always say this line, but it's something which, I think it's true of how a Jew has to look, a Torah Jew has to look at things. You're watching a movie, you're watching television. And to this day, I always find that I'm watching the Vikings, they're killing everyone. And then they have their big Suda. Okay, Suda Sada. And they take a big piece of meat and they grab it off and they take a bite. And every single time I look at it, Macha Bracha. You didn't make a bracha. How can you not make a bracha? The way it's supposed to be when a person is truly considers himself a neshama of a Jew is that every action, every thought, immediately, what does Torah say about this? How do you act? The Meiri says, and the other day in Daf Yomi, we're talking about putting on shoe, the left shoe, the right shoe. We're comparing it to tefillin we use the left hand, that, you know, what does one thing have to do with the other? The answer is very simple. Everything is part of Torah. Every moment, the minute the person wakes up in the morning, Moda Ani Lefanecha Melech Chayvik Hayom, the first thought and the last thought, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And every in between, from morning to night, everything we do, we should have to ask ourselves, what does the Torah want from me? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What is the Ratzon Hashem? And that is how we are supposed to conduct ourselves in preparing ourselves for Shavuos. Kabbalah HaTorah to the Kli to realize my entire purpose of my life is to be an Oved Hashem, to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. to be instinctual. I heard a little bit of a pshat. I want to give a little, perhaps, of an idea. And we say in the brachos in the morning, we understand that we say a man says, Shelo asani isha, and a woman says, Shelo asani kirtzono. It's obviously, I mean, people have great difficulties with this. Why does a woman say kirtzono? We say, oh, thank God I'm not a woman. So in the famous Abu-Raham, the Abu-Raham explains the reason is because a woman is the chayiv mitzvah cessation of my grandma. And by mitzvahs, we're saying, Shelo asani isha, that we have more mitzvahs. We have more mitzvahs. That's a pshat. What is a woman saying, Shelo asani kirtzono? Kirtzono, in other words, all right, you made me a lesser of a person. I'm happy with my lesser position in life. I think the pshat could be a little bit different. And I don't know if this is what the Abu Rama was saying, because he does says that it's natural understanding a woman is greater spiritual, has greater level of spirituality than man. And what does that mean? It means shosani kiritzono, meaning we constantly, a woman constantly saying, I'm looking to do the ratzon of Hashem. It's a natural inkling with her now. It's a natural desire to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu to understand what is your ratzon? What do you want from me? And that is what we're trying to accomplish in this time of Sfira. This concept of a woman of saying, Shosani Kiritzona, the man is constantly has a greater Yetzihara. Has a greater Yetzihara. What does he need? So he needs more medication. He has to do all the other mitzvahs. It's the only way to get his mind off the rod that he has. V'nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael, what does that mean? So the Nesivah shows him, v'nikdashi, how do you become more kadosh? Is that you have to fight your Yetzihara day and night. And it's in a sense, he's saying the man has to fight his Yetzirah day and night. The woman, on the other hand, Shosani Kirtzona, is a natural inclination, a desire to come to the Ratzon Hashem. And I'll end with this because you understand this beautiful Emes Yaakov, but there's not enough time today, so we'll do that maybe next year. But to understand again, when he says that when the Eish Kodesh says you're doing a mitzvah, when the Rabbanim create a mitzvah, or when your makshavas are purely misbatot Hashem, since we're so dovek by Hashem, we become so attached to Hashem, it becomes as if it's an addition to the Torah. So it reminds you, you know, of the machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. See, this is purely sounds of pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam says every the Rabbanim is really a level of a daraisa. It's exactly what we're saying here. Hi, Safik the Rabbanim Lakula, Safik the Rais Lakhum. Yeah, that's the Rabbanim created to understand this is the level of the Rais and this is the level of the Rabbanim. That's why I called it an appendage, not simply an addition. But the Ramban doesn't agree with that. So comes Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. You know Rabbi Chanan Vasserman's story? To understand what the greatness, the godless of Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. So in 1941, when they came to, I think it was 1941, when the Nazis came in, they found them, they were learning Maseches Nida. And as they were being taken out to be killed, Rabbi Chanan, in a very soft voice, turned to all of his Talmidim. Oh, Rabbosai, look at the mitzvah that we have. Obviously, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is choosing us because of our level of holiness. And we are the carbon. We are Mabi Makrib carbon. We are the ones that carbon us. And you have to have the proper makshava. Don't have pigul. Don't possibly think of the wrong makshavas. We have to become Bli Mum. No Mum Shavir is to be a carbon of Hashem. This is Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. Rabbi Chanan Vasserman explains. So according to the Ramban, why do I follow? Why am I following the Rabbanans? And this, Rabosa, you take this home, you remember this, because this is truly the Yesoda Yesodos, the Amud HaMudos, of what it means to be a Jew. Rabbi Chanan Vasserman says, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Matakein six halachas. Three was Hoda, three wasn't Hoda, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? The purpose of the Rabbanans is to seek out the Ratzon Hashem. Desire, what do you want? What else do you want? You gave me the Torah. I want to search for more and more. There's never a limit to my desire, my avodas Hashem. And that's what Sfira is. That's the avodas Hashem of Sfira. Of every day going closer and closer. I'm seeking Kabbalah HaTorah. I'm seeking to figure out what is your Ratzon. What is the Ratzon of the Melech Malchei HaMalach. Have a good Shabbos. Refuah Shleima again to all of Klal Yisrael and to Kol HaOlam Kulo and Yirtzeh Hashem. In these days, as we come closer and closer and closer to Bedvekes Hashem, that all of our tefillas should be mekubal, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant a refuah shleima and to take away this entire magefa from Aleinu, via Kol Yisrael, and the entire world.